BBC News with Debbie Russ. In a break with precedent, China has unveiled a new leadership lineup that does not include an obvious successor to President Xi Jinping. At a ceremony in Beijing, Mr. Xi has been given 5 more years to lead the country, but analysts say he may be preparing to continue as president beyond that. There's a big police presence around the Kenyan Supreme Court as it prepares to consider a last-minute petition over the planned rerun of the presidential election. Human rights groups are seeking a delay to the vote, saying the election board isn't sufficiently prepared. The government of Iraqi Kurdistan has offered to freeze the results of its independence referendum and enter dialogue with Baghdad so as to prevent further violence after recent fighting. There's not yet been any response from the Iraqi government. 11 human rights activists are due to appear in court in Turkey, accused of aiding terrorist groups. One is the local director of Amnesty International. Amnesty says the charges are politically motivated. The US Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has been meeting Indian leaders in Delhi as the two countries aim to deepen economic and strategic ties. Two Republican senators have made outspoken public attacks on President Trump. They say he's damaged US democracy and lowered America's standing abroad. The White House spokeswoman retorted that Mr. Trump was more popular than the two people attacking him. New research suggests that people taking blood thinners to treat irregular heartbeats may also significantly lower their risk of developing dementia. Scientists had speculated that anticoagulants might prevent dementia because they inhibit microscopic strokes. And New Zealand's National Party has been ordered to pay large damages for infringing the copyright of the American rapper Eminem in an election advert. It's the second reverse for the National Party this week. On Monday, it was turfed out of office. BBC News.